What's up, guys? George Camel here. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave Ramsey and I are hosting a brand new virtual event called Investing Essentials. Because investing can make you wealthy if you do it the right way. And that's why we'll cover 401ks, mutual funds, and Dave's personal strategies for investing in real estate. You can even send in your questions while you watch from the comfort of your own home. So get your tickets today at RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. That's RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
All right, up next is going to be Eric in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Well, I wanted to get some feedback from each of you on my situation. My wife and I are 47, and I just started listening to the show quite a bit in the last like 4 or 5 months. And ironically, I just sort of, you know, backwards had some of the baby steps covered, but not, I had some debt. So I aggressively, you know, cleared that. And so other than the mortgages, I don't have any debt presently. My wife and I have a cottage and a house, though, and our goal is to retire at 55, and we're looking at right now in 4 years, the plan is to move up to our cottage and sell the house and then take the equity in the house, pay off the remainder of the cottage. However, in terms of where I'm at and, you know, following the baby steps, I would be, I guess, at the state where I would be at step six. And I'm wondering if in my situation, you know, we're trying to build up as much wealth right now so that we have enough, obviously, to live between when we start drawing off of her pension, our 401k and Roth and things like that. The opportunity I have, though, is the organization I work for is an S corporation. And I recently was given the opportunity to start buying in on that. Would it make sense for me to invest, you know, the extra, I guess, in the terms of the debt snowball, would it make best invest in that right now, which typically historically it's about a 14 to 18% return. My mortgage on each of those two mortgages I have is only 3%, but I could certainly start paying that off more aggressively. But I just can't understand if it would make sense to do that given my goal of trying to retire at 55.
Yeah. So why are you investing in a sub S if you want to retire? That's who you work for.
Because the dividends by investing in it are, you know, like I said, it's the best investment that I can make. I have a 401k and everything that I'm investing in.
No, I'm saying just, when you quit, are you not going to divest?
I will, but that'll be at 55.
Yeah, 5 years from now, right?
8 years from now.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's just kind of the feeling of should I, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of different subjects going on at one time here, so let's kind of break them apart and address them for a lot of different reasons. Let's just call it a single stock investment, okay, for a second. If you said, I want to invest in single stocks or I want to invest in mutual funds instead of paying off the cottage so that I've got a big nest egg when I get ready to retire, I would say, no, go ahead and pay off the cottage because that sets you up to move into a debt-free situation that you don't have that payment anymore. You can use that increased cash flow to invest. And then when you do sell your house, instead of selling your current residence, instead of using that to pay off the cottage, you use that to create the nest egg. It's just flip-flopping it, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I would do. Now, the other subject is this sub-S, okay? And so what I think I'm hearing is this is a privately held small business of some kind, and they're letting you buy into it, and you will be a minority shareholder.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. That's what I thought I was hearing. All right. So a lot of problems there. You've got no liquidity. They set the stock price somewhat by an accounting system, but somewhat arbitrarily. And you don't get to decide what the expenses are that drive profits. You don't get to decide on dividend distributions. You're a minority shareholder. Your vote doesn't even count. You're not in control. Let me tell you how much money I put in stuff like that. Zero. Zero. I can't get out of it. I can't control it. Someone else arbitrarily controls it. And no way I want in that deal. No way. I'm going to go with traditional investments where I can control them and where I can get liquidity.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about investing, visit RamseySolutions.com/investing or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.